From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Chris Rodrigo is reporting for The Hill. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, July 29th, signed a bill to decriminalize the use of marijuana in New York and to expunge the records of some people convicted on cannabis-related charges. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "Communities of color have been disproportionately impacted by laws governing marijuana for far too long, and today we are ending this injustice once and for all." The measure, approved by the state legislature earlier this year, will reduce unlawful marijuana possession to a misdemeanor punishable by a fine, and possession of under 2 ounces will not be subject to criminal penalties. The new law also creates a process for people with certain marijuana convictions to have their records cleared, both retroactively and for future convictions. The measure will take effect in 30 days. And you can read more about that story at thehill.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Felice Brothers will perform at the Ulster County Fair August 1st, according to an announcement by Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan's office. The band will take the place of Confederate Railroad. The Felice Brothers is a folk rock, country rock band with roots in the Hudson Valley. Their new album, entitled Undress, was released earlier this year. James Felice said, and I quote, "Ulster County has been my home for my entire life. It's a joyful honor to play the fair, and we're really looking forward to it," end quote. The scheduled performance by Confederate Railroad, a country and southern rock band, was called off last week after Ryan called for the cancellation because of the band's name and the use of Confederate flags in its logo. Ryan's office said, and I quote, "County resources should not be used to promote symbols of division or racism. Many people view the Confederate flag as exactly this and would therefore not feel welcome at our county fair, a place where everyone should feel welcome," end quote. The band was also dropped earlier this month from the concert lineup at the Illinois State Fair for similar reasons. The Ulster County Fair runs from July 30th through August 4th at the county fairgrounds on Libertyville Road in New Platts. Read more about that story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting federal legislation that will keep a proposed 43 new anchorages for oil barges off the Hudson River between Kingston and Yonkers has been approved by the House of Representatives. The bill was supported by Democrat U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, who secured the language to include the permanent ban in the Coast Guard Authorization Act. He said, and I quote, "I wrote a permanent ban on oil barge anchorages between Kingston and Yonkers, the section of the river where they are seeking to put 43 new berths in 10 sites up and down the Hudson River. As you know, that proposal generated a ton of local opposition because it was a terrible idea. My legislation will guarantee that part of the river is protected from that type of pollution," end quote. Two existing sites near Kingston and Yonkers will remain. Maloney is confident the Senate will approve the measure. You can read more about that story at MidHudsonNews.com. Mallory Monet is reporting for the Times Union. Immigrant detainees are no longer being held at Albany County Jail after Sheriff Craig Apple advised the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service that it would limit who is housed at the facility depending on how the people are arrested. Immigration and Customs Enforcement can make an arrest with an administrative warrant, but according to federal law, ICE agents must have a signed judicial warrant to conduct searches and seizures, like entering a home or car. In a letter dated April 11th, Apple advised federal authorities that his department lacked authority under state law to detain people detained using administrative warrants. "Since April, I sent one detainee," Apple said, "who he turned away." Regional ICE spokesman Khalid Walls confirmed the agency no longer uses Albany County Jail. Albany County was paid a total of $4.5 million last year by the federal government to house detainees. Apple said, and I quote, "It was a very eye-opening experience. To me, it's pretty much shameful the way things are going on regarding immigrants and the way our government is handling that," end quote. The story is very different in Rensselaer County. Walls confirmed that ICE still uses the Rensselaer County Jail to hold detainees. The county received $50,000 for warehousing detainees last year. Also, Rensselaer County Sheriff Patrick Russo went one step further by signing an agreement with ICE and deputizing two of his officers to screen incarcerated people to determine if they are wanted by immigration enforcement. ICE arrested three people last year as a result of the agreement. Russo renewed the program this year. Read more about that story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.